his passion carries through to actually having results that actually are concrete in the landscape.
Biologist Andy Siffitz analyzes environmental impacts and fights for fish and wildlife interests in a place where some believe development means survival.
I remember I was called to a meeting by a developer who just couldn't get through the process with Andy, and so I went to Houston and I watched Andy literally take apart the consultant's biologist and their hydrologist. He was well prepared, and so I knew right then that that was someone we wanted to keep.
The area that we work in, it really is a battle zone when it comes to conservation.
It's real hard to keep your tongue from going in directions that shouldn't, and I got called into Larry's office.
Well, he had to learn to be tactful. That's what it amounted to. He had to learn a little tact.
Some of the folks said they can't stand for seeing some of the things they've got to see and working with people, some of the people they've got to work with. And you know, if you're one of those people, best thing for you to do is find another line of work.
And that's, again, that's a tough lesson.
It's right as he was finishing up his statement, it had started running through my mind that I'm going to stick around. You know, I can definitely take the heat.
In the nearly 10 years Andy's been at Parks and Wildlife, he's been the voice of science on teams representing diverse interests from government to industry.
Andy has an innate sense of fairness that we all wish we shared.
Long term, when he looked at things that he's worked on, like the Ship Channel and Brazoria County and so forth, he'll look back and be able to say, I made a contribution to that for the future of this whole state, and he'll be proud of it.
All I would say is that just stick to it, and if you run into a wall, well then take a step to the right and walk around it. Keep working and you'll find a way.
What'd you see, Fran?
Come on, Fran.